Hi, I'm Megha Shyam from personaldevelopmentisfun.com. Well, in this podcast episode, I'm going to talk about something that is very, very relevant to all of us. You know, creating and maintaining new habits. You see, in the past few weeks, and in fact the past few months, I've conducted some simple experiments, you know, related to habits. And I have realized that habit change, you know, changing a habit or establishing a habit can be very tough if you just try to force it in. You know, if you just try to force yourself to lose 10 kg of weight, or if you try to force yourself, you know, to start jogging for 1 hour a day suddenly, habit change can be very tough. In fact, most people start new habits and, you know, they give up within the first 3-4 days. Ask me, you know, I have given up after starting new habits tens and tens of times. I remember trying to wake up at 5 a.m. every day and then, well, failing after just 2-3 days. And then trying all over again, then failing again. I've done this so many times. Finally, however, I do think that I have figured out one simple technique to actually establish habits. Habit change through this technique still requires self-discipline. It still requires a lot of willpower, but definitely not as much, you know, as would be required if you didn't apply this technique. So this is, you know, a simple technique to change habits that I'm going to talk about in this podcast episode. So let's start off. Step one of this habit change technique is this. Clearly write down what the habit is on a sheet of paper or in a Word document. Now, this might seem to be a bit too simple, isn't it? Like, all you have to do is just write down what the habit is. But yes, this is important because it helps you commit to yourself, you know, in a more solid way that, yes, you are going to maintain this habit. You are going to create it and maintain it. So whatever your habit is, whatever the habit you want to establish is, first write it down on a sheet of paper and in a Word document. So here are some examples of what you could write down. Maybe you could write down something like, I want to jog every day for 30 minutes. Or you can write down, I want to drink 2 liters of water every day. Or I want to play a musical instrument for 1 hour every day. I want to study for 1 hour every day. Any subject. I want to learn one new thing every day. Whatever your habit is, maybe I want to meditate for 30 minutes every day. Whatever the habit you want to establish is, first write it down on a sheet of paper or in a Word document. That's step one. Here's step two of this new habit creation process. Tone down what you've written on that sheet of paper to make it the mildest possible version of this habit for the next 30 days. What do I mean by this? Let us say you've written, jog for 1 hour every day. That's the habit you want to establish. Now, just below, you know, what you've written, write down the mildest possible version of this habit that will be very, very easy for you to establish for the next 30 days. So you can write down things, something like, jog for 5 minutes every day for the next 30 days. So note that the habit you want to establish is much more intense. The habit you want to establish is to jog for 1 hour every day. But what you're writing down in step number two is a very, very mild version of the habit. This is the habit that you will establish first, according to this habit creation technique I'm talking about. You will first establish a very mild version of the habit you want to eventually establish. So for example, if the habit you want to establish is to study for, say, 3 hours every day, and you're preparing for an examination, in that case, the milder version of this habit would be to study for just 15 minutes every day. Similarly, if your habit is to exercise for 2 hours every day, tone it down, make it exercise for 10 minutes every day. Meditate for 30 minutes every day. If that's the habit you want to establish, maybe you can start with meditate for 2 minutes every day. So there you go. Write down a very mild version of the actual habit you want to establish. You see, what generally happens is that all of us start with a lot of gusto. We start with a lot of energy and enthusiasm whenever we're about to start a new habit. However, as soon as we start practicing this habit for 3-4 days, our old habits come in, we become lazy, we automatically start losing that enthusiasm and we just give up. Now, in maintaining a habit, the most important thing is consistency. The intensity of the habit is not as important as it is to be consistent when working on a habit. So, for example, walking every day for 5 minutes, jogging every day for just 5 minutes for the next 30 days is much, much better than jogging for 1 hour for the next 3 days and then giving up. So the reason you will be establishing the milder habit first is because this will help you consistently perform, you know, the milder version of the habit for 30 days easily without a lot of exertion on your part. So here's another example, you know, of a milder version of a habit. Let's say you want to wake up at 5 a.m. every day. Now that again is a very, very tough habit to establish for a person who's used to waking up at, say, 10 a.m. every day. So there, the milder version of that habit can be wake up at 9:30 a.m. every day. That's it. Now, if you try to wake up at 5 a.m. every day, suddenly, you will most probably fail, you know, after the first 3-4 days. However, if you decide to wake up at 9:30 a.m. every day instead of 10 a.m., then there's a very good chance that you will succeed in waking up at 9:30 a.m. for 30 days. After that, you can upgrade your habit and wake up at 9 a.m. every day for 30 days. Then you can upgrade your habit further. And then you can wake up at 8:30 a.m. for 30 days. Then 8 a.m. for 30 days. Then 7:30 a.m. for 30 days. And within around 6-7 months, you will eventually wake up quite early. Yes, it will take time for you to establish that habit, but this habit change will be permanent, lasting, and it will definitely take place, you know. Your lack of self-discipline or your laziness, I mean, we all have that laziness in us, you know, it's just inbuilt. That won't stop you from establishing the habit that you want to establish if you first establish a milder version of your habit. So that's what step two is about. Practice the mildest possible version of the habit you want to establish for the next 30 days. Then move on to step 3. Every single day, when you practice the mild version of the habit, put a tick on a sheet of paper, maybe the same sheet of paper where you wrote down the habit, or in an Excel sheet or on a Word document. Just put a small tick every single day, you know, of successfully practicing that mild habit. That's it. Keep doing that for the next 30 days. You will love the feeling of accomplishment you will feel when you actually complete your 30-day trial and when you actually establish the mild version of the habit. So for example, if the mild version of your habit is to wake up at 9:30 a.m. every day, well, put a tick every day, you know, in your notebook. Whenever you wake up at 9:30 a.m. So day 1, there's a tick. Day 2, there's a tick. Go on till you reach day 30. And on day 30, you will have completed 30 days of waking up at 9:30 a.m. Then, in the next month, you can upgrade to a slightly more difficult version of the habit. And that is what step 4 is. Step 4 is, after 1 month of consistently establishing a very tiny habit, upgrade to a slightly difficult version. As I said, instead of 9:30, make it 9 a.m. Instead of exercising for 10 minutes, make it exercising for 20 minutes. Instead of saying drink just one extra glass of water every day, make it drink 2 glasses of water every day. Instead of saying give 1 compliment every day, give out 2 compliments every day. Or maybe instead of eating just 1 fruit every day, you can now start eating 2 fruits every day. Slowly increase, you know, the intensity level of the habit you want to establish month by month. You will be surprised at the results you will achieve. You will suddenly start feeling more satisfied. And though establishing your original habit will take a long time, it might take as much as 6 months or 7 months, that habit change will be permanent, rock solid, and actually easy to accomplish. So this is the 4-step method. In fact, this is the method that I have been working on in the past few months. Let me give you a real-life example. A few months ago, I started off taking a walk for 20 minutes every day. That made me lose around 100 kilocalories every day. So every day I would go ahead and put a tick in my Excel sheet. After a month of doing that, I moved on to my next habit, taking a walk for 30 minutes every day. That meant losing 150 kilocalories every day for my height and for my weight. After doing that for 1 month, I moved on to losing 200 kilocalories every day. That is taking a walk for 40 minutes every day. And after doing that for a significant amount of time, I am now practicing losing 250 kilocalories every day this month. So now I walk for 50 minutes every day. Or sometimes I walk and jog in such a way that I end up losing 250 kilocalories every day. So you can see that I started with 100, then I moved to 150, then 200, then 250. And in the next few months, I may end up moving to 400 kilocalories every day, or maybe losing 500 kilocalories every day. And thus, over a period of 6 months or so, I might end up losing a lot of weight and becoming so much more fitter. Yet, had I initially started, you know, with losing 250 kilocalories every day, I'm sure I would have given up in the first 4 or 5 days. I mean, it would have been too much for me because I didn't even exercise before I started this experiment. Similarly, I'm also myself experimenting with waking up half an hour before the normal time at which I wake up every day. Now, you know, a part of me is embarrassed to admit this, but yes, I do have this bad habit. I would call it a bad habit of waking up late every day. So I do have this habit of waking up at 10 a.m. every day. So these days, I'm doing exactly what I've just talked about. I'm trying to wake up at 9:30 a.m. every day. Now, I know for many of you that might be very easy, but my point is to establish a mild habit first, to practice it for 30 days, and then to upgrade to a new habit, which is more intense. And then you can move on to a tougher habit, then an even tougher habit. So, well, what's the habit that you want to establish? Go ahead, figure out a milder version of it, and practice it for 30 days. Why do you think this works? I think this method works because of two reasons. Firstly, hardly any self-discipline is required, you know, in establishing a mild habit. For example, it's easy to watch 10 minutes of TV less for 30 days than to watch 1 hour of TV less for 30 days, isn't it? However, there's another reason as well. Our mind loves little successes. And the more we succeed, the more, you know, hopeful we feel, the stronger we feel, the easier it is for us to then achieve higher levels of success. So when we achieve success in maintaining a mild habit for 30 days, our mind automatically, you know, loves this fact. It releases all those chemicals which make us feel very, very good about having succeeded in establishing a certain habit for 30 days. So then we become even stronger. We feel even more motivated to establish a more intense version of this habit for the next 30 days. So it becomes easier and easier and easier to actually establish the final habit. On the other hand, if we, you know, challenge ourselves way too much in the first 3-4 days itself, well, we fail because, well, that requires a lot of self-discipline. Then the mind actually feels bad. It doesn't like failure that much. So it releases chemicals which make us feel, oh no, I wasn't able to do this. And then we feel sad. And then even when we start with the habit again, it becomes even easier for us to fail next time. So establishing a habit by upgrading it, you know, slowly also establishes a vibe of success. So, well, there you go. That's what this podcast episode was about. I would definitely recommend that you try this method in your daily life. You can take up any habit, absolutely any habit that you would want to establish in your life, and then you can split it down, you know, into very, very tiny habits. Then you can take the bottommost habit, the habit that's most easy to establish, and you can try to establish that for 30 days, then move ahead from there. It will take time, but it will work, and I'm sure you'll feel a lot better as you achieve these small successes. So that's it for today. Of course, to get regular email updates from me, about podcast episodes like this and to get picture quotes every alternate day, you can always visit personaldevelopmentisfun.com and you can subscribe there by email. I'd appreciate that. So, well, have a great day and bye for now.